T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The timeout's over, and the action resumes now. Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis. KFH.
All right, Max, thank you. A little OTD each and every day about this time, courtesy of our friends from Superior Rents, your equipment rental headquarters. Happened on this day in sports, May 13th, courtesy of Superior Rents.
OTD 1953, a pair of New York Giants each hit two home runs and a triple in the same game. One was Willie Mays. Do you know the other?
In 1953?
Yep. Wichita's own.
Daryl Spencer?
Daryl Spencer. And Willie Mays both went deep twice and both hit a triple in the same game.
I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right. Good.
OTD strikes again, making you smarter.
It does. Always.
Reggie Jackson on this day in 1983 became the first major leaguer to strike out 2,000 times.
Wow.
Kind of worked out for him.
Yeah.
Still Mr. October. Still hit a bunch of home runs. Still kind of the first all or nothing guy. Him and Dave Kingman, maybe?
Yeah, like, but didn't Reggie.
Didn't care about striking out. They wanted to hit a home run every time they swung the
ball. Yeah, you're right. And we do remember him as Mr. October. So.
On this day in 1993, George Brett hit his 300th home run. Batting titles in three different decades. It's not too shabby.
No.
PGA Players Championship on this day. Sawgrass, where they play that one. Kuchar, Webb Simpson, both named champions throughout the years on this day at the PGA Players.
Okay.
Birthdays. Born on this day, now dead. Joe Louis, world heavyweight champion, boxing from 1937 to 1949. Didn't Joe Louis' name come up in the barbershop and Coming to America?
Yeah, the Brown Bomber.
Rocky Marciano and Joe Louis.
Rocky Marciano couldn't carry his jock. Wasn't that the... No, that's what Larry Holmes
said. That's what Larry Holmes said about
Rocky
Marciano.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Joe Louis is 147 years old in the barber shop. Beat Joe Louis's ass. Got a point.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman is 60.
What?
You heard me. The Worm, maybe the best rebounder ever to live, is 60.
Yeah. Don't tell Bill Russell that.
Am I going to have to stack up their rebounding totals side to side?
Mm-hmm. Bill Russell, pretty good rebounder.
We'll get back to that.
I can't believe he's 60. Wow. Oh, well.
Here you go. Dennis Rodman's 1 year older than Sean McDonough. American sportscaster.
right.
That's
I don't know what kind of rebounder Sean McDonough was.
I feel like he's probably pretty challenged.
Probably.
I don't think he's very big.
I mean, hell, I never got a rebound unless it came right to me.
Hey, you get those long ones that bounce out to you.
Yeah, every now and then.
Turn it into a fast break. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Former LSU great Lyle Mouton. Remember that guy?
Yes,
remember the 1991 team and went on to a decent career with Chicago White Sox.
Yep.
Lyle Mouton. Also,
they
amazingly,
guys.
Mike Sirotka, who was also on that damned LSU 91 team. He was born on this day. God. He also pitched for the White Sox for a while.
He had a minute or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
He did. He was all right.
Mike Bibby. 43. Not only did Dennis Rodman celebrate a birthday on this day, he got married on this day 18 years ago, and it wasn't to Carmen Electra. To a girl named Michelle Moyer.
Whatever happened to Carmen Electra, by the way?
I don't know.
Was that kind of the apex of at least her public life?
No, she was in Playboy, so she didn't need Rodman to do that. Well, she was also on MTV or something like that, Carmen Electra?
I feel like she no idea.
Hosted a nutty game show on MTV. Maybe. No, that's Jenny McCarthy. She did that.
Kind of like Jenny McCarthy.
I like her a lot.
I think she's pretty sharp.
Yeah. All right, total rebounds career. Bill Russell's second. And so, yeah. You're right about Bill Russell. Bill Russell would like a word. Pound for pound, would you come around to my way of thinking if I qualified it like that? All right.
Yes. Okay.
Wilt Chamberlain, nearly 24,000 rebounds. Bill Russell, 21,500.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. There you go. There's a little OTD, May 13th.
Brought to you by our friends from Superior Rents, your equipment rental headquarters at 21st and Ridge. Day baseball and other things on our schedule as we move forward today on this Thursday. Coming up as we finish up on Sports Daily.
He did Joe Lewis's ass.
That's right, he did whoop Joe Lewis's ass. Joe Lewis was 75 years old when he fought.
I don't know how old he was, but he got an ass whooped.
Joe Lewis.
There's excitement in the air at Mike Seltzer Jewelers because they're celebrating their anniversary. That's right. Mike Seltzer Jewelers has been a thriving local business since 1950. And when you have that much experience in customer service and satisfaction, you know that customers love a 50% off sale. So if you're planning to pop the